Morehouse in the morning, 194, the number one hit music station. About 10 minutes away from second date updates on the show. First, love that hasn't even had a chance to be a first date yet. You're out in public, you see somebody, maybe even interact a little bit, and you're like, oh boy, you are meant to be with me. But alas, the connection is never made. It is a missed connection. So what you do is you write all about it on Craigslist, and you hope that maybe by some slim chance they happen to stumble across it and you guys fall madly in love. Unfortunately, most people don't creep on these the way we do. That's why we read them on the Playhouse's Missed Connections. This one's called Jay, I Lost Your Number. Jay, you were the older guy I used to meet up with. You work at Zimmerman's Furniture and used to invite me in. If by some luck you see this, reply so we can reconnect. I don't want to go ahead and you know, steal your thunder, man, but I think salespeople at furniture stores usually invite everybody in.
Okay, that's what I'm wondering. They're inviting them to the furniture store?
Why don't you come on in? Look, we got a sale going on today.
Why don't you just go to the furniture store and see if he's still there?
Also an option. Washington Square Mall, Detroit Lakes, Craigslist misconnection. Used to meet up with you at the Washington Square Mall. Winky face. Would like to get back together sometime. That's all you got. That's how vague it is.
Maybe you hang out in Detroit Lakes, Washington Square Mall?
I guess so. Miss your wings, Fargo. I loved your curls. I loved your blue eyes. We were close to the same age. Hope you see this, Angel. Prove it's you. Want to see you again.
Oh, miss your wings. Because they're an angel.
I imagined it to be, here's how chunky I am. I thought it was buffalo wings.
I thought it was winks.
Wings.
Someone winking at them.
Like
I was
flying
like,
wings.
Yeah, I get that.
Girl at Dollar Tree. Hey, girl in jean shorts, curly hair this morning at Dollar Tree. I think you're with your mom. You looked absolutely beautiful. I would definitely love to take you out sometime. I'm Justin.
So they were both shoppers.
I'm thinking so.
Huh.
Probably. And this one called Homie. You my homie. We met at the apartments by West Acres. You always had my back and helped me when I needed it. We installed the stereo in your vehicle. You bought my son a collector car for his birthday. You said you had to leave for a while and didn't get a chance to stop and say bye. Your phone's been off for weeks now. Are you okay? If you're reading this, bro, hit me up so I know you're okay. You were good at giving haircuts. I miss you.
There's so much.
There's a lot of information there.
You're good at giving haircuts. The fact that your phone has been off for weeks, I have a feeling probably not on the internet, so they might not be able to see.
That's true.
This missed connection.
I will say, sometimes we give these people like a hard time for not giving enough information. That one almost had too much.
That's true.
You used to give good haircuts. Your phone's off. I miss you. You bought my kid a car. I mean, if that's about you, you definitely know that's about you.
But who is the person? Do they need to reach back out to now? What was the guy's name?
I don't think they just said
homie.
Yeah, I mean, you my homie. That's all we know.
So one of your friends is looking for you.
They miss you, homie. They miss you. This has been Craigslist Missed Connections. Second date update in less than 4 minutes. Time anyone.
You're in the Playhouse on Y94.
It's the Morning Playhouse. Bongo cha cha cha.